Okay, today we're continuing in the second parak of Masechta Sukkah. Today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hay. So, also Sukkah Sabein Ilanos V'Ilanos Tefanos Sakshera. If a person makes a Sukkah on the ground between a whole bunch of trees, and the trees are the walls of a Sukkah, so that's going to be a Kasher, meaning the Sukkah is not supported by trees, so it's not like you have to climb a tree to get into the Sukkah, so then it's going to be Kasher. So, now we move into the Halachos of Yeshiva Sukkah. So, Shluchim mitzvah p'tur min hasukkah. If a person is shluchim mitzvah, he's on his way to go do a mitzvah for pidyon shvuyim or something like that, he's pater from sukkah because oh sick b'mitzvah pater min hamitzvah. Cholin mishamshem p'tur min hasukkah. People who are sick and people who are being mishamish, those who are ill, are pater from sukkah because mitzdayer is pater from sukkah and the mishamshei cholah are pater because they're all sick b'mitzvah. So an all sick b'mitzvah we just said is pater from sukkah. Ochlin v'shosin harai chutz hasukkah. You're allowed to eat and drink in a more temporary fashion, like snack type of foods and drinks outside of the sukkah, because a person would eat a snack outside of his home, and it's teshuv kein tadiru is the operative rule when it comes to sukkah. So whatever you do outside your home, you're allowed to do outside of your sukkah. So now Mishnah Hey, we said you're allowed to have a snack, but one time they brought Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai a cooked dish to taste outside of the sukkah, and they brought Rav Gamliel two dates and a pitcher of water, which are considered snacks, even if you have large amounts of them. If you have fruit and water, no matter how much, that's considered a snack. Va'amru, and these great Tanaim said, "Helum l'sukkah, bring them into the sukkah." So even though they were snacks and they weren't meals, there was a midas chasidus that they had to go eat them in the sukkah. So, and that's exactly what the Mishnah is teaching us, that it's not considered yuhara. It's not considered to be arrogant or bragging to insist on eating in the sukkah. It is an appropriate and worthwhile chumrah for one to have. However, there was one case where Tana ate a snack outside the sukkah. When they gave Rabbi Tzadok food, bread, meaning less than the shear of a kibetza, netala b'mapa, he didn't wash his hands on the bread. He took it with a cloth and he ate it outside the sukkah. And he didn't recite a birchas hamazon after eating it. So there are really three different halachos that we learn from Rabbi Tzadok. He holds that ochel pachas mikbeitza, there's no takana of netilas yadayim. You're allowed to just wrap your hands for cleanliness and not worry about netilas yadayim. We also learned that even a talmid chacham could have a snack outside of the sukkah. It's not considered to be a problem in his shmiras mitzvos if he has a snack outside of the sukkah. And we learned that although there's a machlokas tanaim, how much you have to eat in order to be chayiv in birchas hamazon, Rabbi Tzadok holds anything less than a kabetza, even if it's more than a kazayis, is not going to warrant, is not going to require birchas hamazon. So those are three critical halachos that we see from Rabbi Tzadok's story. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we said that if you use trees that surround a patch of ground as walls of a sukkah, that's perfectly fine. We then said shluchim mitzvah are pat from sukkah, people who are ill are pat from sukkah because they're mitzdar, and people who are taking care of the people that are ill are pat from sukkah because they are shluchim mitzvah, they're osek b'mitzvah, and we said you're allowed to eat and drink snacks outside of the sukkah. Then Mishnah Hey, we told about two great Tanaim, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai and Rav Gamliel, who were offered snack-type foods and insisted on eating them in the sukkah. By contrast, Rabbi Tzadok was offered a food that was smaller than a shir kibetza, but it was bread, smaller than a shir kibetza, and he didn't wash, he just took it b'mapa, he ate it outside of the sukkah, and he didn't recite birchas hamazon. So we see those three halachos that he holds you don't need to do until yadayim if it's birchas mikibetza. He holds you're allowed to eat it outside of the sukkah if it's birchas mikibetza, and he holds that it's not chayiv in birchas hamazon if it's birchas mikibetza. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnayos Vav and Zayin.